Conference tournament week for the Lamoni girls basketball team. Ted Smith, head basketball coach for Lamoni. Lamoni was going to get into a pretty good, pretty good competitive portion out of their schedule, at least with a couple that were going to go back to back. Grandview Christian was going to be the first one of those, and Grandview Christian wins a 58-33. They have not been. They look like they are. Certainly a team conference teams are, they're not invincible, so they've been beaten this year, but I assume that they're still pretty good.
Yeah, they are pretty good. We had scouted them a little bit, but their lineup had changed just a bit with the introduction of the Dickerson girl, who was on a 90-day period for transferring over from Iowa Christian Academy. And so they came out in a totally different look with a little bit smaller team, quite a bit quicker, and they just gave us some fits even getting the ball down the floor. That was they gave us some fits there, and then they moved the ball well on offense and shot pretty well from the 3-point line that night.
All right, next game was against Diagonal, and went to Diagonal, picked up a win. What looks like, if you look on the schedule and look at what they've done, it looks like it's the best win of the year for you.
Yeah, most definitely. The girls really rose to the occasion. You know, they felt like they could definitely compete and play against the Diagonal team. And we got off to a strong start. The girls were hot right out of the gate, and I think we ended up being ahead 21-6 at the end of the first quarter. They just played really well on the offensive side of the ball there, and didn't play too badly defensively. I will say Diagonal struggled on their offensive side. They missed, they missed some inside shots that probably normally they would have made. So with the combination of our hot shooting and able to take care of the ball, they're missing shots underneath. We got out to a strong lead, and we were able to continue to play good enough to hold on to that lead the rest of the game, I think we ended up ahead by 9 by the time the game was over.
All right, next up, I guess kind of a positioning game with Ankeny Christian. Beat Ankeny Christian 64-40. I say positioning because, you know, they're about 500. Lamoni's, I don't know exactly where you're at, where they're at within the conference standings, but, you're beating and losing, I guess, to similar people.
Right. Once again, the girls just came out and played a nice game both ends of the floor. You know, we it started to spread out a little bit. You know, we ended up scoring 64 points, and Darren Allen, who's probably been consistently one of our leading scorers all year, had 2 points. And I had, Grace Martin pick up a lot of slack with a strong night, and, we had other girls step up and score points in a timely manner for us that night.
All right, and then that puts you into the first round of the conference tournament, beat Iowa Christian Academy, 165-30. You'd really dominated them the first time, and it looked like overwhelmed them. Maybe did the same thing here. You scored a few more points. They scored quite a few more points, but they only had 15 the first time. So I assume it was relatively similar to the first time you played them.
Well, interestingly enough, I feel like the coach done a nice job, and they've improved. They came out and, the one thing they did a lot better this time is they took care of the ball, and they got shots off very quickly. And they had some shots fall down and did a nice job. So it really wasn't quite the same. It was the third quarter, I think, that in that game we came out and scored 28 points in the third quarter to finally pull away and move out of reach. But I think it was, it was double digits, but it wasn't really the same game as it was the first time.
All right. Had Murray in the semifinal, or in the quarterfinal round, I guess, and Murray wins 41-29. But that, after you'd seen them a couple times and Murray had kind of got away from you, you had that game in reach. Now, it was 2019 at halftime, and it looked like, at least everything I was looking at, was that you at least had the advantage. It wasn't necessarily a big advantage, but you did have the advantage. And then Murray hits you with a big third quarter, and it's tough to recover from that. But was the first half of that game the way you wanted that game to go?
You know, it really was. We did a better job taking care of the ball. We did a better job rebounding, and that was the one thing that concerned me. The second time we played them, we didn't get a rebound on either side of the ball. And the girls, man, they just fought hard. They worked hard. We were in it, like you said. We were ahead at 20-19. But you score second points. You score 9 points and a half, and that's what happened to us in the second half. You know, it's you're not going to be very successful. So I was a little frustrated with our inability to find good shots and get good shots off. You know, part of it could have been the floor's 10 feet longer. Girls worked so hard the first half. They might have been a little tired. I probably didn't have as good a substitution rotation as that I could have had to keep them with a little more energy and ready to go the second half. But, you know, they did play a half that on that first one that kept us right there in the ball game, and, you know, we just couldn't finish it up in the second part of the game.
All right, we got a rematch game then with Ankeny Christian, and then you got another couple week and a half, or I guess it's about a week and a half more of basketball that's around. And as I look at the schedule now, that you know, and particularly when I look at what the pairings are going to be for the regional tournaments, Lamoni's. Good, you know, if you can use this week and a half to you know, to get some momentum and I guess to continue to progress, you know, you're really in a situation where, you know, at the very least, you could, if not make a nice little run here, would make a make yourselves a tough out. I think you're playing well enough that people are noticing.
And I appreciate that, and I think we feel the same way. I think the girls have looked at it, and they say, you know, we can do the same thing that anybody else can do in that bracket. So they're looking forward to, you know, getting back on track, getting the ball back into the hoop, and staying strong on the defensive end of the floor, and really looking forward to the last few games of the season moving on into regional play.
All right, that's Ted Smith, the basketball coach of the Bulldogs.